Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Praise the Lord. I love God. Do you love Him this morning? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Pray for me to make it through today's broadcast. Our topic for today is when the storm comes. When the storm comes, what you gonna do when the storm comes? Our scriptures for today come from the books of Matthew 8, 23 through 27, 1 Samuel 17, 26. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind everyone that you can tune in live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldfire.com by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the Morning Motivation Podcast itself by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to the phone number 33222. That is the entire phone number, 33222. And for those of you who received the text back in 2017, you will have to subscribe to this new number by January 10th, or you will no longer receive the text. Again, the phone number is 33222, and just enter the letters MM in your message. Once you send it, you will automatically receive a confirmation text showing you that you are subscribed. So you can learn more about me, contact me, send me your prayer request and your testimonies on the website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 23 through 27, reading from the KJV. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, or a storm, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? 1 Samuel 17:26. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word wherever you are right now. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. Storm comes. What you gonna do when the storm comes? Because there is no doubt that into each life some rain must fall. On Wednesday, I received news that my cousin Chris had passed away. It hit me very hard because Chris is like the life of the party kind of person. And every time I would go home to Alabama, I would go by to visit Chris. And if I went by and she wasn't there, I would call her when I get back and I'd tell her, you know, I stopped by your house. And we would always start laughing because there were two things that she had two running jokes with me about. One was me being abstinent. She would always want to know if I was still holding on. And she would say some other things. And for those of you listening who know Chris, you could only imagine what she would say to me about whether or not I was still holding on and living saved like I was supposed to be. The second was regarding my son, AJ. AJ is 20 now, but he is afraid of Chris because when he was a little kid, Chris, being that life of the party kind of person, knew that my son was considered a scary little kid at that time. So she was taking him to my mother's house, which is her cousin, and she started driving erratically over the road in our little bitty town, not anything that really would have endangered him. But of course, my son didn't know that. So to this day, he remains scared of Chris. And I would call her and I would say, you know, AJ is still scared of you. And she would say to me, oh, I'm so sorry, I scared little cuz. Then she turned right around and say, but when he come back, I'm going to scare him again. And we start laughing. You just had to know Chris. So the storm came. What you going to do when the storm comes? Then I thought about Chris's son, my cousin. He's incarcerated. He's her only child. What do you do when you're incarcerated and your mother passes away and you don't get to see her before she passes away? You know, I used to help babysit him when he was a kid. What do you do when you have the pain, the anguish, the sorrow, and you didn't get to see your mother and you're her only child? When the storm comes, he needs your prayers right now. Then right before I went home, I don't have a 15 minutes. I got to speed this up. Stay with me. I'm taking you to what you're going to do and what you do when the storm comes. Right before I flew out for Christmas going home to celebrate the 70th birthday of my mother, I stopped at McDonald's. And when I got to the drive-thru, the cashier looked at me and she said, you look like a stable person. Have you ever thought about strangling your boyfriend? I thought she was joking, so I started laughing. And I replied, no, I've never thought about strangling. But, you know, sometimes other things come through my mind. But she wasn't laughing. That's when I sensed in my spirit she was serious. Now, my flight was leaving at 6, so this was very early in the morning, and thankfully there were no cars behind us, and I knew the Lord set it up that way because she needed me to minister to her soul. The storm had come in her life, so we began to talk about everything she'd gone through and all she'd done for him, and we talked about her children. We talked about the fact that he showed up at her job to order something, and she felt like it was to taunt him, and tears began to come into her eyes, and I began to tell her there's nobody or no situation worth you giving up your freedom, your life, or your dignity over what you're going to do when the storm comes. So I began to minister to her, and I let her know, I know that the Lord had me stop by because I'm a minister and I'm an attorney, and I could speak to her spiritually and legally about the ramifications of what was going through her mind. And we took time, and I ministered to her there, and I gave her some other resources on things that she must do. And she began to thank the Lord and let me know how her soul had been blessed into each life. Some rain must fall. What you gonna do when the storm comes? You never know who's depending on you to make it through the storm. Hallelujah. In today's word, I taught you two things you must do when the storm comes. Number one, as we read in the book of Matthew, you must call on the name of Jesus. You don't have to suppress your feelings. You don't have to pretend like you're not afraid. You don't have to pretend like you don't know how you're going to make it. You don't have to, as people tell you, always just be strong. No, 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 no. Your strength rests in Jesus. He is the rock of Gibraltar. You can call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's what you do when the storm comes, because you realize that he is the one who has the power to rebuke the waves and the sea, and they must obey. The second thing you must do is what David did in relation to 1 Samuel 17 when I read to you the biblical account of David and Goliath. You must then stand up ready to fight, not in your own strength, but within the strength of the Lord. You must square up your soldiers and you must look the attack of the enemy straight in the face. Who are you that you dare come against me? As David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine, this Goliath, this giant, that he dares to come to defy or to challenge the armies of the living God? That is what you too must do to the enemy that comes to take away your joy, your peace, your love, your life, your marriage, your children. The enemy who comes in to cause you to live in a state of depression, to cause you to have low self-esteem and self-doubt. The enemy who comes in and says, I'm going to take your husband. I'm going to take your wife. I'm going to take your mother. I'm going to take you. I'm going to come in and I'm going to take them through depression, drugs, and addiction. I'm going to come in and I'm going to tell you that your life is not worth living. You see, there are also some people who are depending on you to make it through the storm. The book of John 10:10 says that the enemy comes not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. You see, he's counting on you giving up. He's counting on you taking your life. He's counting on you losing your dignity or freedom, exhibiting reckless behavior, being incarcerated, or giving up on your marriage. He's counting on you relinquishing your children. He's counting on you backsliding. But you must stand as David did and remember the word in Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. You understand, there are some people who are depending on you to make it through the storm. You are depending on you to make it through the storm. What you going to do when the storm comes? Call on the name of Jesus and then stand up and fight that fight. I need you to make it through the storm. We need you to make it through the storm. Your family needs you to make it through the storm. Because into each life, your life and my life, rain is going to fall. The storm will come. There might even be a hurricane. There might even be a tsunami. But if you will call on the name of Jesus, then your deliverance is nigh. Your healing is nigh. Your peace, your restoration, your revival, your restoration, your redemption, your renewal, your joy. If you will call on the name of Jesus, your liberty, hallelujah, everything that you need. And don't wave the white flag of surrender. If you will stand and plant your feet firm, if you will get your second wind and understand that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but to those of us who will endure to the end, what you going to do when the storm comes? You're going to call on the name of Jesus because there is power in his name. There's healing in his name. There's joy in his name. Everything that you need is in his name. When I was a little kid, the old folks used to sing a song. There's a storm out on the ocean and it's drifting this away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord, drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. There's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this away. But if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. But if your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Don't drift away this morning. I'm trying to show you what you're going to do when the storm comes. You're going to get anchored in Jesus. Now, I usually end in prayer, and our time is almost gone. But I'm going to end today in honor of my cousin, Chris Jackson, with a letter that her son wrote to me, September 18, 2008. Here it is, January 2017. I kept it all this time. I'm about to show you why you got to make it. Others are depending on you to make it. Now, anything that's sensitive or any names, I'm not going to speak those, okay? It says September 18, 2008. He has beautiful penmanship. Thank you for being so thoughtful. I received your letter, and I really appreciate you sending me some money, even though they sent it back. The federal system don't take money. You have to send it by Western Union. I had just started law school at that time. I hadn't been in law school a month. I didn't know that back then. I will give it to you at the end of this letter. I want to know if, and there's a name, is doing all right. I heard he got stabbed. I hope it's not true. Last night, my friend got stabbed to death. Today just seemed like it will be no tomorrow when the storm comes, folks. I pray a lot, and I still have faith. I also got baptized again. I'm never going to give up. And then he says my name. Times do get hard, but that's how life is. I don't talk to anyone out there. Maybe it's for the best. I hope God keeps blessing you. You have always been there for me. See, there's some folks depending on you to make it through this storm. I want to thank you for always being nice to me. There's some folks who need you, listeners, who need you, sister, who need you, brother, to make it through the storm. I will always be grateful for it and to you. Tell AJ, that's my son, right? I said, send me a picture. And then he said some other things. And he says to tell my mom hello and that I love her and I miss her. Then he says some other things. And he says, tell everyone. I said, take care. Love you. And then he signed it with his name. What you going to do? Because the storm is coming. You got to call on the name of Jesus. You got to make it through. Now, our time is run. So I'm going to end with the altar call. And then I'm going to give you your task for today. But what I want you to do before I go into the altar call is I want you even now to begin to call on the name of Jesus. Call out the name of every storm, be it a person or a situation or something that's even going on inside your own life or home. This is between you and Jesus. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. And I want you then just to begin to call on the name of Jesus. And I want you to declare that I have the victory. When you say the name of that storm, for example, if you say, my happiness, depression, call it out. Then say, I give it to you, Jesus. Now I have the victory. If you are not saved, if you're backslidden, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I ask you, I repent, and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Woo! Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, everybody, I want you to make sure you're in church. I want you to make sure you're going to Sunday school. I want you to make sure you're going to Bible study. If there's one thing you can do for Chris in honor of her life and legacy, go to church this week and pray for her son and pray for my family. Hallelujah. Let me give you the task for today. And make sure you're tuning in to Morning Motivation Live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern or listening to the recording and you're sharing it. All you have to do is go to fieldfire.com, E-E-L letter D, F-I-R-E.com. And don't forget to text the letters MM to the phone number 33222 right now so that you can subscribe. Your task for this weekend is threefold. Number one, I want you to pray for our family, especially her son. Number two, I want you to call on the name of Jesus all day long and all weekend long. I want you to call on his name. I don't care what attack comes. You call on the name of Jesus. Then you stand and you fight that battle. Stop running from the devil. And number three, I want you to share this with at least five people whom you know are going through a storm or who need to be reminded of who Jesus is in their lives. All you have to do is just tell them to go to fieldfire.com and they can hear it the whole weekend on the Morning Motivation page. I want you to stop drifting. Get your soul anchored in Jesus. I'll see you Monday morning. Hey, to live.